Om Shanti. Today is 14th of May 2018, Monday. The magic of blessings. Today's blessing is, may you be a world benefactor, Vishwakalyankari, who transforms the world with your pure and powerful feeling. You children constantly have the good wishes in your minds to benefit everyone, that every soul becomes happy and full of all attainments for all births. The fruit of your pure and powerful wishes transform the souls of the world. As you progress further, matter, Prakriti, will also be transformed because, according to the drama, you elevated souls of the confluence age have received the blessing of receiving the instant fruit, Pratyaksha Phal. This is why all the souls who come into relationship and connection with you experience the fruit of peace and love at that time. So Baba is saying, that who are you? You are world transformer. And what you do is, with your good wishes, with your pure wishes, good wishes, powerful wishes, you transform the world. You transform the souls of the world. Not only the souls, but as well as the matter, the Prakriti also you transform. So what you do for the world and what good wishes you have? Three good wishes. That everyone should get benefited. To benefit everyone, that every souls become happy. Not a single soul of this planet Earth should remain unhappy, and everyone should get full with all attainments. So these are the three wishes that we should have deep in our hearts, that each and every soul of this world should get happy, each and every soul should get filled with all attainments, and each and every soul should get benefited. So have these three wishes all the time. These are pure wishes, these are positive wishes, these are good wishes for the whole world. And whatever we wish for the world, the same wish comes back to us. It's like the echo. Whatever we have in our mind and whatever we send it to the world, the same thing is returning back to us. So if you see right from the Copper Age till now, all the sages, rishis, seers, they used to have such poems, such poetry, such hymns, such prayers, wherein they would have good wishes for the whole world. They used to sit in the morning and chant those mantras, and they would send positive vibrations in the world. What was the deep philosophy behind that? If you see in depth, it is the same philosophy, that whatever you send, the same thing will come back to you. You look at any literature of the world, whether it is Indian literature, whether it is outside literature, everywhere you will find such things happening, that souls are generating positive, pure thoughts. They are creating such situations that they would get inspired by their own. Just as Sushil Bhai was talking yesterday in his class on creative thinking, third point, you have to remain self-reliant. In that, you create opportunities for yourself. You create opportunities for yourself. You create avsar. So those avsars, those opportunities, those positivity is created by sending out the positivity. The more you send out the positivity, the same will come back to you. So Baba is saying, you should have, all of you should have good wishes, pure wishes, powerful wishes, that everyone should get benefited. Not a single soul should remain bereft of God's inheritance. Not a single soul should feel that God had come on this earth and I could not know him. We have to give them this direct experience of God. They have heard a lot. If you see yesterday's Murli, yesterday's Avyakta Murli, what they have heard a lot, they don't want to hear points, but they want to see you as a point of light, so that they will come and say, yes, you are the same ones whom we were invoking, and you are the same ones for whom we were waiting, and you have come now. So they should get that direct experience of God, Sakshat, as Baba said. And that will happen when we ourselves get that experience. You become the image that grants vision. We have to become the image, Sakshatkar Murt, that grants vision. To grant vision and to experience is one and the same thing. So give them powerful experience. Connect their hearts to the Supreme Soul. Each of them is so much in distress, in so much pain, in so much of suffering, that we have to give them this canopy of God. In today's Murli, Sakar Murli, the last line before Acha, Baba has said, you remain in my remembrance, only my remembrance, and you will remain safe, ifazat. You remain alone in my remembrance and you will remain safe. The people of this world are in state of fear, consternation all the time, anxiety, instability, angst-ridden minds. So such angst-ridden minds, such feeling of upheaval is there in them. So bring them all to God and they should experience the canopy of God, the protection of God. Fill yourself with such power of yoga and gyan. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, Mamma was Kumari, but Kumari Mamma was filled with power of gyan and yoga. In the similar manner, you have to fill yourself with that power of gyan and yoga. So first, experience yourself, then give experience to others. First, take sustenance from God, then give sustenance to others. First, have divine visions yourselves, then give divine visions to others. First, become, experience that point of light, and while situating in that point of light stage, then narrate the points. Then those points will penetrate the heart. Otherwise, they will remain superficial. So, you have to benefit each and every soul. This is our kartavya, this is our duty, our responsibility. Each and every soul of this earth should get benefited. Yesterday Baba said about Mamma, she used to, what she is doing now? Parikrama. Service parikrama. She is doing perambulating the whole world. Circumambulating the whole world. She is moving around the world and seeing what is needed where. She is also taking care of the advanced party as well as she is taking care of the souls of this world. So, do Vishwa Parikrama every day and see who, what is needed where. What one wants and what is needed there. So that this is first thing. To benefit every soul. And then second is to give them attainments. Zoje vanchila tote laho pranizat. Vanchila zoje laho pranizat means whatever what is needed for a person, that is, give him that thing. This is what the saints of the world say. Whatever they are wanting, give them that thing. If they are wanting peace, give them peace. Baba has said in today's Sakar Murli, Baba has come, detach yourself from this harmonium of the body. This is the harmonium. Detach yourself and you will attain peace. And Baba has come and Father has come you to give the pure peace. So, first experience peace and give the experience of peace. If they want peace, give them peace. If they want happiness, give them happiness. If they want purity, give them purity. Give them whatever experience they want to have. This is the ghar of Data, next Sunday's Murli. This is the house of Data. So whosoever comes here should give these three waves, peace, happiness and purity. So give them this. So give them all attainments. One, give them, make them happy. Make them happy. You have to make each and every soul happy. You cannot go and satisfy each and every soul. Even all the great saints who were there on this planet, they could not satisfy everyone. But yes, we can send out vibrations of happiness across the world. Even Mahatma Buddha, when he was there, many people were unhappy with him. Many were there who were criticizing him. Many were there who were against him. Even though he did not have any ill feeling for anybody. But still people were there who were opposing him. So there would be people always who would give you sorrow, who will give you suffering. But then what Baba is saying is, your duty is to give happiness to each and every soul. So give happiness, give them attainments and benefit each and every soul. What will happen because of this? You will transform the world as well as you will transform the matter. You will transform the matter as well. And as Vittal Bhai was telling, this is as the, this 14 jewels came out of that Sagar Manthan, at the end the nectar will come out. When you keep on churning this, keep on thinking about the different jewels of knowledge, some amrit will come out when you do all of these things. So matter also will get transformed, souls will get transformed, and they will have experience of peace and love. Whosoever will come in contact with you will experience peace, love. And this is the instant fruit that you will receive. So what all we have to do throughout the day? See that we give happiness, we give love, we give peace, we give attainments, we benefit each and every soul who comes in contact with us. Benefit means his heart should get linked with one father. That is the greatest benefit. Other benefits may or may not be there, but the greatest benefit that soul should become father's. Once he becomes Baba's, automatically all things would be done. We don't have to do anything. We don't have to tell him, these are the points of Murli and this is what is Srimat and this is that. No. Yesterday's Murli Baba said, give them experience of 1 second and they will not have any efforts. Give them experience. There are three types of souls. First, who come out of with experience. Second, who come with love. And second, those who come and they try to understand. These are different souls. But those who come with experience, they become pakka, they become very strong. So give them experience of God's love, God's power, God's purity, God's help, God's canopy. And once they get this experience, even for a fraction of a second, they probably will never forget this. So we are world benefactors and we have to benefit each and everyone. No matter with what desires, with what negativity, with what feelings, thoughts and emotions they come to us, we send them with powerful thoughts. So this is our Kartavya. Om Shanti.